And you remember, I got some more scriptures, and as I say, you can jot them down. And some of my material is going to be coming from Brother Kenyon. It's something about his teaching blesses me. And that subject in him, God gave it to me about weeks ago. And Kathy's been laughing at me. He gave it to me weeks ago, but he said, this is what I want you to speak about. And I thought I had about 6 or 7 months. But that wasn't the case. And so when I was studying last night, I wasn't getting nothing. I said, now, Lord, I'm not Sister Corey. You can't do me that way. But he gave me in him. And as I went to bed last night, he told me, he didn't change the subject on me, but he said, he told me he wanted me to share something. And I'm like, I don't think that's, and you know, I know that's the kind of relationship I got with him. So I don't really want to do it. Willing and obedience, and you will eat the good of the land. So I'm going to share these scriptures, and then I will tell you what the Lord told me to share. Okay, this is coming from in his presence. He said, we have become the very sons and daughters of God Almighty. By a new creation, we are partakers of his very nature. We have become heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are the next of kin to the Son of God. You hear that? We are heirs. We are joint heirs. And as I begin to look at that, the law is binding with that also, just as in the spirit. Let me share this with you now, and then you'll know what I'm talking about, the scriptures that I had. Here we go. Galatians 4:7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ, he having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. And I began to think about in the natural, in our lives today, that when a person is adopted, they have the same rights and the same privileges as that sister and brother that was born into the household through mom and daddy. They have the same rights. And although Jesus Christ went to the cross and he took our sins, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who had no sin became sin for you and me. It says us. But I'm telling you, he became sin for you and me that we may become the righteousness of God. And we walk around every day and won't pick up and take our proper place, our proper place. An example of that is in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there was kings. There was kings. Good kings. It was some good kings in the Old Testament. But then they had some son. I believe Manasseh may have been one of them. Just mean as a junkyard dog. And you know, and probably people were saying, why is King going to let him be the next king? But the Lord showed me that it's not how you perform, but it's your position. It's not how we perform, how much we can do, and how fast we can do it, how we say it, but we have just been put in a position through Jesus Christ, our Savior, to be on the throne. Because we are joint heirs. We have been adopted into the family. We have been adopted, but that word adopted don't mean nothing when we stand before God. It just means that I'm a child of God, just like Jesus Christ, my big brother. We are co-heirs of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And Brother Kenyon said, if someone wrote you a letter and told you that he had deposited $5,000 in your account, and you know he's good for it, you're on your way to the bank. Mm-hmm. If Bishop calls somebody and tell them, I put you $1,000, and you know he ain't got it, you're going to be like, I ain't going up there. But Bishop got $1,000, so if he called me, I'm going to the bank. But he said, to the account bank to take care of your bills. That's what the guy said. And if you knew that he was a financial labor do it, you would not hesitate a moment. You could hardly wait to get to the bank. You would hand the letter over to the cashier. And you know the man who wrote the letter. You know the promise he made you. And I began to look at what he was telling me, what he was saying. It's saying that we can trust man's word, but we can't trust God. And he is the one that has it all. He is the one that can give you a lot more than $1,000, a lot more than $5,000. But we can trust man's word, and man cannot be trusted. Man could tell you they put some money in your bank account, and you get there, and there is nothing. But Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie. So I am establishing to let you know that in him there is peace, there is joy, mercy, love, everything that we need to make it. Young people, when we was growing up, we had the word, but we didn't have it like we have it now. And I tell my children, I'm trying to keep you from going where I went because nobody told me. But you can take the word of God and you can live. Oh, you can live. You can watch all those potholes that the enemy has for you out there. All you have to do is walk around. You know, and if you get enough in you, you can speak it and that hole will cover up. We're talking about in him. There is so much we can do in Christ Jesus.